This summer, we're praying, "Send our roots rain," looking to the Psalms for refreshment, nurture, growth, and strength. Often what the rain does is to trickle or pound each of those gifts deep into the soil where they are needed. Sometimes, though, what the rain does is to wash things away. Sometimes the rain is needed to clean the place up and make it as if it's brand new. And surely we all have days when we know we need that cleansing kind of rain too. When we would pray as David did, "Wash me and cleanse me from my sin." You know the day or the moment when you lost your temper again, when you stole Ken Dryden's head, when you didn't know how to comfort your friend, so you said nothing at all. When you gave in to that recurring temptation. When you rationalized it away but got caught. When you recognized your own privilege or complicity in a system of power and oppression. The story we heard from 2 Samuel is the traditional setting for Psalm 51, the experience that that psalm arises out of. David knew those moments too. Our Mennonite Confession of Faith describes sin in this way. Sin is turning away from God, making gods of creation and of ourselves. We sin by making individual and group choices to do unrighteousness and injustice. We sin by omitting to do good and neglecting to give God the glory due our Creator and Redeemer. In sinning, we become unfaithful to the covenant with God and with God's people, destroy right relationships, use power selfishly, do violence, and become separated from God. That particular paragraph seems very outward focused, but we can also do wrong to ourselves. We can also be separated from God by acting as if we don't believe that we have been made in God's image, that we are beloved by God. So into the reality of our individual and communal struggles with the things that destroy right relationships with God and with each other and our understanding of ourselves. Into that reality comes the act of confession. Confession is the act of truth-telling. That's why we use the same word for a confession of faith, telling the truth about what we believe and who we aspire to be, and a confession of sin, telling the truth about what we have done to God, to the neighbor we have wronged. Confession should not be a tool of shame. Confession ought to be an agent of truth. Kathleen Norris, in her book, Acedia and Me, gives what I think is a great description of confession. She refers to early Christian monks and says that to people schooled in a religion that has often seemed to define sin as a grocery list of do's and don'ts, these monks can seem rather casual about morality. They were not at all concerned that people should behave correctly according to the rules, but rather that people should be able to see their situation clearly for what it is, and so become free from the distorting perspective which underlies all of our sins. To see their situation clearly. We need truth-telling about who we are, what we've done, who we could be, in the presence of a God who loves us and knows all we're capable of, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The thing that truth-telling needs most is the space in which to do it, which we don't always take. That time in which we actually pause and look back over our shoulder and acknowledge, "Yes, I did that. I wish I hadn't. And I want to know how to mend it." So I'm going to try to give you the space in which to do your own truth-telling. It won't be out loud, so don't be afraid. I'm going to read Psalm 51 for us, slowly, mindfully. And I'll ask you to listen, carefully, attentively. You can close your eyes if it helps, or doodle on paper if it focuses you. I will read a section and then leave a minute of silence in which you can pray, draw, write. If you're not sure what to do as you listen, try to identify the word or the phrase that stands out to you in the psalm. Why does that word stand out? What truth-telling do you feel called to do with God? If you've ever practiced Lectio Divina or holy reading, this is a bit like that. What do you hear in the psalm? And ask God why you hear that. After each silence, we'll sing a verse and chorus of one of the many musical settings of Psalm 51. This one is in your purple Sing the Story. It's number 62, and you can turn to that now. 62 and Sing the Story. This setting happens to have been written by one of my pastors in Indiana. And we will hear, Jesse will play the melody of the refrain through for us, and we'll start by singing that refrain. You'll see the refrain is the same line repeated two times. And then each time after the silence, Susan will bring us in with the verse. You see the verses begin with two solo lines, so she will sing that solo, and then we'll join her in the harmony part of the verse and the chorus again. I'll lead you from here if you're confused about anything. And then when we get to verse 4, if you have caught on to the tune, I invite you to join Susan in singing verse 4, even the solo part. So be comfortable if you want your eyes closed or open, whatever you want to focus on, whether you have a pen in hand or just to sit in prayer. Let's prepare to enter into this time of truth-telling with God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
Mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
Come wash me clean from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me.
Transgressions are before me. Come wash me clean from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. O Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit.
Desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
For truth within me, teach me your wisdom in my heart. Come wash me clean from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. O Lord, create in me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit.
Restore to me your joy. Sustain me a willing spirit. Come wash me clean from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. O Lord, create in me.
Teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God, O God of my salvation. And my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Let's sing the chorus together one more time.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Let's now pray together the prayer for the week, which I again encourage you to turn back to over the course of this week. On the back of your bulletin, a prayer for the week from Psalm 51. We'll speak this together, and then after I offer words of assurance, we will sing the chorus a final time. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart. Let's continue praying. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Amen. God has made your heart clean and made your spirit right and new within you. You have never been cast away from God's presence, nor has God's Holy Spirit been far from you. Receive with grace the joy of your salvation. May it always sustain within you a willing spirit. Amen.
Create in me.